What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
I'm Brian Moran, CEO of Small Business Edge, and I'm moderating this podcast brought to you by Inc. and Principal. In this conversation, we'll hear from an industry expert about how to hire, recognize, support, and reward key employees. Joining me is Kathleen Serrata, VP Business Owner Solutions at Principal. Thanks so much for being here, Kathleen.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, this is exciting. So we're going to talk about key employees today. What is a key employee at a company?
So a key employee is more of an industry term, Brian. And I think what's more descriptive and probably more appropriate is what is a critical talent? So it might be, you know, a CFO or your chief technology officer, those that are in more the executive ranks. But it could also be that critical talent that is either new to career or mid-career that has specific skills or knowledge that you really need to create success for your organization. So think about IT or data scientists.
So in today's tight times, right, for hiring and retaining the best employees, how can companies perfect the recruiting process to identify individuals who will either be key employees or who have the potential to become key employees?
I think we need to understand that in addition to us recruiting employees or a company recruiting employees, they're also analyzing and recruiting us, right? So it's kind of a two-way sort of analysis that's going on. Employees today, especially at the executive ranks that are experienced, are very sophisticated and they have access to information that, you know, tells a lot about our organization. So when we think about key employees, that critical talent, they're looking not only at compensation, they're looking at total compensation. So they want to know, what does your entire comp package look like? And so we need to think about additional tools that we have beyond just salary. We need to think about bonus plans and different types of tools that we have available today that will really create that very competitive and compelling comp package.
So then how much does a company's culture factor in attracting and retaining key employees?
Employees are looking for a work experience where they have the ability and room and support to do their best work. They want to know that there's an environment of trust where they can bring their authentic self, where they can do really meaningful work that aligns with their values. So I do think that culture plays a key role in that recruiting process. Specifically around executive recruiting, what a company needs to really think about is, are they a cultural match? I think that employee benefits play a key role in that. So depending on what that employee or that candidate values, it could be that they are looking for a particular comp package. And so we need to be mindful around, do we have the right mixture or does a company have the right mixture of things to really attract that candidate? So think about things like key person disability insurance, different types of bonus plans like non-qualified deferred compensation that has a very flexible design around it. There's lots of levers that you can pull.
Well, speaking of the comp package and kind of that taking that long-term view, let's talk a little bit about retirement. What can companies do to help employees as they approach retirement or they're living in retirement?
So there's recruit, there's retain, there's reward. So making sure that we have the right incentives in place for the type of performance that a company wants. But there's also retire. But before you get to retirement, we need to think about restoration. When you think about that and you look at the limits around a qualified plan, there are some income limits that prohibit the executive from deferring as much into a retirement program as maybe what they need in retirement, what their income requirements would be. So I have retirement savings through my 401k, and then I have a gap in order to make the income that I need, you know, in retirement. We have to offer tools and solutions for those employees that will help them close that gap.
So is the key takeaway then to look at your employees holistically? Culture, compensation, right fit, is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what employees want, right? They want to know that their company is creating a work experience that takes care of their financial needs. There may be other instances where balance is really important to that employee. And so offering even non-monetary things like flexibility in their schedule, the ability to work in a way that fits their life, looking at it holistically, financially, culturally, and then sort of alignment to personal values is really important.
Kathleen, thanks so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian. It was my pleasure.
This has been a custom episode produced by Inc. in partnership with Principal. I'm Brian Moran. Our producer is Avery Miles. And our mixing and sound was done by Nicholas Torres.